Welcome to the Landlords, an intersection of marketing, resource, and advocacy for the building, construction, and real estate industries in Nigeria. We're online, in print, and on radio on your heartbeat station, IBC City's number one urban radio station. I'm on plot. Glad to have you join us today. We're still in the Ibadan Real Estate Market Guide series. Last week, we talked about some of the happenings in the built environment relevant to building construction and, by extension, real estate, particularly the idea of creation of new towns by government, which helps with the development of cities, even by way of stemming the tide of rural-urban migration. Not only will the development of new towns help reduce the nation's housing deficit, it will also help to decongest city centers. It should in fact improve the economy of the state as well, if government can provide supporting infrastructure that will make such locations habitable for the people. Joining me on this episode of The Landlords, as advertised, is the Honorable Commissioner for Lands, Housing and Urban Development of your state, Mr. Olayiwola. Mr. Segun Olayiwola, nice to have you, sir. You are a very busy man.
Not really.
Well, good to have you in our studios.
Thank you very much.
The Honorable Commissioner will be walking us through some of the housing policies and more of the engineer Seyi Makinde-led administration, how the government is making the state conducive for real estate investors. We'll talk about social housing, the frequently asked questions, FAQs, on the state government's newly constructed GRAs. Last but not least, by any means, we'll be talking about the dry port, the prospects, government's preparations, and allegations of inadequate compensation, issuing of dud checks, and so many other issues like that. By residents of over 30 communities in Akinyele local government area. Also on the Landlords today is Barrister Fatai Abidoye, who will be proffering some legal perspectives towards the end of the show. Thank you for joining us again this morning, Barrister.
Thank you for having me.
A coroner inquest recently revealed that the 21-story building on Gerard Road, Ikoyi, Lagos State collapsed due to negligence by regulatory agencies responsible for the approval and supervision of the building project. Chief Magistrate Oye Komolafe, sitting in Lagos, announced the verdict on an inquest into the building collapse, which happened November 1, 2021, with heavy casualty figures, including the promoter of the property. Majorly, Komolafe pointed out that the building density and setback on the site showed gross violation of Lagos State building regulations. He indicted the approval and supervising agencies for not sanctioning violators of the state's physical planning and building control policies, suggesting that things were compromised. As a matter of fact, all those involved in the construction of the collapsed building will be prosecuted subsequently. That was Lagos State. Here in Oyo, several buildings have collapsed in recent times. More recently is the block of flats in the Sango police barracks in Ibadan a couple of weeks ago. This is an ugly trend that government must really be all out to fight. Building collapse. That is, especially given the rate at which buildings are being constructed almost all across the state. There's an obvious boom in our state's housing sector. What is your government doing to stop this trend of building collapse?
Thank you. Let me correct an impression. It was not a block of a flat that fell down. Yes, the habitable flats of 27 flats of that roll of block are still standing. So, and there was no life lost. The portion of the building that collapsed was the toiletry portion.
It wasn't the entire.
No. It wasn't the entire building. In fact, the 27 habitable flats are still standing, but weak. So we were there. I spoke with the commissioner of police. We got there and we told them that this building is no longer fit for habitation. And the commissioner of police and myself and his excellency, the governor of Oyo State, we are working on the possibility of relocating those people or settling them down to go and rent houses out there. Pending the demolition or total rehabilitation, the engineers can talk much about that. What I saw in that building is that the toilet part, you know, the way they designed police barrack, at the left wing, right wing of that place, we have their kitchen and at this extreme left of that building. But at the center, there was this portion that was dedicated for toileting. And maybe over the years, it wasn't taken care of. The reinforcements were exposed to moisture, and that was what brought the portion down.
That would have affected the integrity.
Exactly.
So the building will have to come down eventually.
Oh, exactly. When we reported the incident to the governor and gave him the vivid description of what happened there, the governor himself, being an engineer, he said that that place is not fit for human habitation again. And we are working on the possibility that I cannot be telling people on the line.
Okay.
Only here by now.
Yeah, but generally, with regards to building collapse, what are you doing? You see that this thing is somehow on the increase, not just here in Oyo State, even Lagos.
Well, we have to thank God.
There's a boom in building construction.
Yes, we have to thank God in Oyo State, because at least as far as Oyo State is concerned, there has been no loss of life in any of the collapse that we had in the recent time. The one at Bodija here. You know what happens is that some people, after collecting the approval, they don't normally take to specification. And right now, we are working with the Koren, we are working with other agencies, and we are having a meeting very soon. A committee will be set up, and very soon too, a bill will be passed by Oyo State House of Assembly on building control. So anybody found culpable will be sanctioned. But as it is now, we are all over the place looking for houses that are not fit for habitation. Mm. And my men from the planning department of the ministry are going out. Recently, they came to me that there is one of the houses along Mokola Road. People are still living in the house, a two-story building, and it is not a place that human beings should be living. I ordered the closure of the place, so it's been sealed up, so people are no longer there. So if it will come down, it will come down on nothing. Because lives and property of the people are what is of utmost concern to the governor of Oyo State. And I can assure you, he's doing everything humanly possible to make sure that lives and properties of people in Oyo State are secured.
Bring us up to speed with what your government is doing in the provision of social housing.
That's right. Well, social housing, as our ministry is noted for, we are really working. But thank God for the governor that we have. You know, he's an engineer himself, and he has traveled far and wide. And you could see what he has seen in other nations, he's trying to replicate in Nigeria, at least in a way that will be graduating. When he came on board, he introduced something that they call land swap, because we don't have money. So the idea behind land swap is that we have land banks all over the place. At the major entry into Oyo State, we have land banks all over the place. Majority of our whole GRAs, they are left unkept. Many of them, the roads there are not opened up.
Like, how many GRAs are we talking about?
We have many that I cannot just be counting. You know them now, starting from Jericho to Bodija. Housing estate, we have Agodi, we have Onireke. We have Nihot. Around Nihot axis, we have nothing less than four there. So we are all GRAs. We are in, we just lay the place out as GRA. Infrastructures will not be there. So the individuals that are built occupy of the place are left with provision of their own facilities. When Governor Seyi Makinde came on board, having traveled far and wide, he said that he is not going to toe that line again. That he's going to come up with a specific design. And he came up with this land swap arrangement whereby we give land, we advertise, we give land to people who have money to partner with the government of Oyo State. What we do is that if we give you 100 hectares of land, which is about 250 acres of land, we will come up with a design. The number of plots that we're going to have in this portion is this. Go and come up with the amount that you are going to use in providing facility infrastructures on that GRA. Come up with it. We will now divide it over the number of plots we are getting there. That will be the cost of the plot. The number of plots that we pay for, that you will take to recoup for your infrastructure, is that one will go to you, while the rest will come to the government. So it's a win-win thing. So you take land for your money.
I'm criticizing all of these ideas, because some of the stakeholders that I've spoken with personally are not in the know.
They are
doing adequate publicity.
We are doing it.
They sound laudable.
Under Metoto 1.0, we already have not less than 7 of these estates. The first one is Lere Adigun GRA. Go to BCS, beside BCS. That is there. The second one is Rashid Ladoja GRA along Lagos Ibadan Expressway. We have Alao Akala GRA, that is former Asidem land. We have Senator Abiola Ajimobi GRA, that's at Sogoro, very close to Deeper Life. Alhaji Lamu Adesina GRA, that is the one that people are causing me all over the place.
Started all of this.
Yes.
Like, how many units of houses do you have on the average?
On the average, the one we have at Senator Rashid Ladoja is about 600.
600 units,
yes,
of different types of
Yes, of different density. We have low density, we have medium density, about 600.
Now, how affordable are they?
Well, that is the problem. You see, affordability that you are talking about
is relative.
Is relative. If, take for instance, the developer is going to spend about 6 billion on Rashid Ladoja to provide electricity, to provide road. That one is going to use asphalt. Some of them will use interlock to provide the road. And water reticulation, security, everywhere will be fenced.
This in itself will be a topic for a day.
Okay.
Your social housing drive.
Right.
Because it's something.
And that's, people are just coming to her and they are saying that this one is just for the IHOPs. I said, yes, we have to start from somewhere. All we are doing that so that if we catch the IHOPs young and they are in our net, what we're going to do is that we are going to extend to medium income HANA and the junior income HANA, because the facilities would have been there. So we will extend the facilities to all.
It's
other
a strategy.
Yes.
It's a strategy.
Yes.
I get you.
Who's three that? Of the assets are sold off
already.
Completely. Now.
Completely.
Completely.
You need to make more time for us to talk about these things, especially against the backdrop of this rapidly increasing rent rates.
Okay.
Not just for residential buildings, but commercial buildings as well. Sir. People are complaining. Have you heard?
Yes, sir.
That the cost of renting a two-bedroom in Bodega is sometimes you have to pay like 800,000 in Ibadan.
Why that?
Yes, we'll talk about some of these things.
Because people are coming down to Ibadan. Go to all our hotels.
What about people? Some civil servants, for instance, that can't afford some of these things. I want to stay close enough.
We already have a program for them.
Okay.
Yes. Okay. We are going to have one bed apartment, two beds apartment, three bedrooms apartment, and we are partnering with a federal government agency. We have ceded that one to Housing Corporation. Thank God the Senior Special Assistant to Governor on Housing and Urban Development is here with me. He's put in charge of that. And that one, we're going to have all those houses in Ibadan, in Oyo, in Isenyi, and Ogbomoso.
Well, we don't know what your new administration will be like.
Yeah, that's it.
We're looking forward to seeing you on the cabinet again, hopefully. But before then, we'd like to talk more about these things with you. But let's quickly track something up here. Aggrieved residents of the over 30 communities in Akele local government of the state have called on government at both the state and federal levels to come to their aid. You want to know why? We'll play this, we'll come back, we'll talk some more in the little time that we've got left on the landlords.
Aro ijoba ipinle Oyo ko dakun lati bi odun merin ni won ti gba ile wa ti a o ni anfani kankan lori e mo mo ngba ti won fe sanwo fun abayi
broken just manage erun mo.
Okay, well, we thank God. We are very grateful.
Your name, please.
My name is Tonji.
Okay. All right, go ahead.
About the land that the government has acquired this area at Akinyele local government. They told us that they will give us enough to satisfy us. And the long run, we didn't hear anything till now. They take about, they said that it's, firstly, they said that it's 90 hectares of land. And long run, they said that they acquire another 210 more hectares. Both 90 hectares and then 210, they are making 300 acres. Till now, they didn't give us anything. In fact, they have give us enough problem about this thing. We want government to give us in time the money to compensate us so that it won't be a problem for. There are some people that have died on this about this issue.
We'll be hearing from the horse's mouth. The Honorable Commissioner is here seated. He'll talk to us about what government is doing to compensate these people. He's going to give us a background.
Yeah.
This has to do with the dry port.
Yes.
Or the housing estate.
It's dry port. It's about dry port. And you know, dry port is a federal government project. We have counterpart funding of that dry port. Last administration went into agreement with federal government that they are going to provide land. The federal government will source for funding of that dry port. They did the acquisition. The Senator Ajimobi acquired the land that they are talking about.
Your government?
It wasn't their government that acquired the place. They acquired the place.
But government is a continuous.
Yes, so we are not faulting anybody about doing that. The problem is they are crying wolf where there is none. Reason being that when we came on board, our governor, knowing fully well the importance of this tribe, he bought into it.
And as I'm talking to you, the total valuation of those that we are going to pay on that dry port land is over 360 something million naira. And the money is already domiciled in Zenith Bank. And what actually happened was that when we gave some of them their checks, some went to bank immediately, they have collected their own pay. But unfortunately, along the line, the last administration, the local government administration, they went to court. They said that they want their severance allowance paid. This is something that has been happening over the years. For God's sake, I was a chairman in a local government. I was chairman, former chairman of Akinyele local government. When we left office, this same APC administration took over, ACN administration took over from us. Up to now that I'm talking to you, they have not finished paying this severance allowance that these people fought for. And immediately they went out of office. They went to court that they want to collect their severance allowance. How can government get about 5 billion or 4.7 billion at a go? It is not possible. And the government told them that they are going to be paying in so.
They are complaining about door checks.
No, that's what I'm saying. I'm talking of what actually brought about the door check. We didn't give anybody door check. It's a criminal offense. And no reasonable government can do that. What actually happened is that the money is in the bank. But because of these people that want to collect their severance allowance from Oyo State government, they now place embargo on our accounts. The fault is of the previous administration that took us to court. It's okay. A court matter. It's court that placed embargo on our account, on government account. So the embargo was just lifted last week, Wednesday, for God's sake. Those of them that got early enough, they have cashed their money from the bank. In fact, somebody called me as I was coming in the morning. He said that the check they gave to me when I paid to bank, the money appeared on my account, and later on, yeah, it's no longer there. And this is it. I said, no, it is not transfer. We gave them checks so that we can have evidence of payment.
Of course, records.
So, and when you pay a cross check to bank, it will manifestly appear in your account that you pay so much into this account, so did. But the money will not be in that account until the check is clear from the central bank. When they pay to the account, it manifested on their own account. But suddenly, the thing disappeared. They can't access it. So they now said that we gave them a door check. No, as I'm telling you now, normalcy has started on that account. No one will take that check.
They can start going now.
What
about those complaining that the sums are not adequate to the value of the property?
Look at it. Who told them what the value is? And thank God,
they said the government.
Let me tell you, there is a way that we calculate the valuation of all these things. There is a standard that is not negotiable. What they are looking at is that they will be paid for land. No, government holds the land. Improvement on the land is what we are paying for. That is what is called compensation. You see, there's a difference between compensation and betterment. All this area that we are improving, the government of Seyi Makinde is just magnanimous. We are supposed to be collecting betterment on all this development that are springing up. Then we want development to rush into our state that so that people will come in. We are not looking at that now for now. But the compensation is worked on the improvement on the land. If you have a structure on the land, even if you put a block, two blocks on the land, we will calculate it.
What are you doing about security?
Security of?
They are complaining, the people of Akinyele, they said some of them that are still left, maybe outer parts.
Okay, what do you expect them to say? When you are opening up somewhere, a place that has been in the bush for years, they don't complain of security. You are opening up that place now. Is it now that the security is compromised, or when it was in the bush? At Soburo, Lamadeshina, that land was acquired in 2002. We went there to start another GRE, Nifidity, at Agbirigidi, rather. At that, Akinyele underpass.
Honorable sir.
Thank you very much.
Very quickly.
I'm very happy to be on the program with you.
Thank you very much.
And I want to take you by your words, because I believe Governor Seyi Makinde is
a man
of his
word. Yes, and that is who I am.
Yes, I believe. I know you. I'm from Akinyele too. So I know you, sir.
Okay.
Sir, the issue of compensation,
okay,
because these people that are clamoring for inadequate compensation.
Okay.
What I believe compensation should be is something that is just, that it is fair, and it is adequate.
That's right.
Because when I heard this something that some people said they collected 35,000 naira, I believe that one is so absurd. Please, what is the government doing?
So we're going to continue this conversation right after now. Get some more of your opinions and we'll play them back after this. We'd like to say thank you to the Honorable Commissioner. Thank you for coming. Land, Housing and Urban Development. Thank you for coming, sir. Thank you. We appreciate you. In this convoy, we have, I hope this is correct, Tilewa Folami.
Barrister Tilewa Folami.
Barrister Tilewa Folami, SA Housing and Urban Development. Ayurinda ADG, PhD, the Commissioner of Lands and Housing. Adeyemoshe, Director of Land Services. Thank you, sir, gentlemen, for making it with the Honorable Commissioner. Thank you, sir, for coming.
Thank you.
One Plot signing out. I'll be with you next Tuesday from 10:30 a.m. On behalf of my colleague, Toba Yusuf, I'm signing out. Take care.